RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It is time for Dancing with the Dukes. Dancing with the Dukes, of course, brought to you by our friends at Journey Health and Wellness. This has been fun. This is day 3 of Dancing with the Dukes. We'll be doing this through Friday. I hope that we're doing this next week, because that would mean JMU navigates this gauntlet here, Wisconsin, and then either Duke or Vermont. They're one of the games. The betting sites tell us they're one of the games attracting the most action on the underdogs. Not happening here. You can't bet on Virginia teams in Virginia. So that knowledge for entertainment purposes only. But we had Julian Wooden. We have a Julian Wooden interview, easy for me to say, here in a second. But first, we remind you, Journey Health and Wellness achieves weight loss differently, using individual science-based strategies to care for our patients. Every patient's journey with obesity is different, and so is your weight management plan at Journey Health and Wellness. They customize your strategy using diet, supplements, and the latest medications. Folks, your treatment may be covered by insurance. Schedule a consultation with Journey Health and Wellness. They're in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. JourneyHealthWellness.org. Duke's playing Wisconsin on Friday night. Yeah, fire up the music. Let's go. Duke's playing Wisconsin Friday night, and the early returns are there's going to be a lot of purple up there in Brooklyn. And I know Duke's there on the same ticket, so primarily the fans will be fans of Duke, as they are. They kind of take the oxygen out of the room, whatever room they're in. But earlier turns out there are going to be a lot of JMU fans up there. They travel well. The people of Frisco, Texas can tell you that from all the fun they've had over the years in the football FCS national title games and then going bowling this year in Fort Worth. But it's about time the basketball program got a little bit of that love, and it is happening this week. They're getting the love all over, feeling it from the national analysts, from the people who are betting, from the predictors. And this is a deep team. This is a team with a lot of weapons, right? We talk about how UVA, once they were able to contain Isaac McNeely, once they were able to shut down Reese Beekman, their top scoring options, UVA didn't have anything left and sputtered to the finish line last night. That's not this JMU team. They've won with a lot of different scoring in a lot of different ways this year, and I think that bodes really well for them going into Brooklyn, where you never know who's going to be on or who's going to be off on any given night, so you want to make sure you have good options, you're shooting well. These guys, of course, are absolutely shooting well, shooting 48% from the field, balanced attack, A lot to like about this year's JMU team. Of course, starting with Terrence Edwards, as you have to when you talk about the Dukes and their success this year. Terrence Edwards, I mean, just lighten it up this year. 17.4 points per game for the Dukes. TJ Bickerstaff, double digits. Noah Friedel, double digits. All right, our next guest on Dancing with the Dukes is at 9.9 points per game. All that means is we got to get him to 11 in Brooklyn. Got to push him over that hump. Got to get four Dukes in the double digit club this year. I mean, that would just speak to the quality of the team, the depth of the team, and how impressive the team effort has been for JMU this year. We had a chance to sit down with Julian Wooden. Now, Julian's a rarity here. He's from Roanoke. He's a Virginia guy all the way through. But most importantly, he has stayed at JMU for 5 years. He's been there for 5 years. He's seen it all, and now he's seeing the Dukes' first trip to the NCAA tournament in 11 years. Here's our chat with Julian Wooden.
Julian Wooden, 910 The Fan. We're dancing with the Dukes. I know it's special for everybody, but you've been here a while. Yeah. You've seen some stuff. Mm-hmm. What is that journey like for you, year five, making this happen?
Yeah, I just think it makes my whole experience just makes this part just a little bit better. Like, I wouldn't trade my experience, if my career, or anybody with anybody else. So it's just something I really embrace, and I just love how it's ending right now.
We don't see a lot of guys in college basketball stay with one team anymore. What led you to stay here? What have you enjoyed about this?
I just, even when we weren't as good, it was still so much love in the city. Everybody just was just loving everybody when it wasn't going good. So that's kind of my reason. And plus, I'm a real loyal guy. And Coach B, he's from my hometown, so I kind of had that relationship with him already. So just a lot of factors. But, yeah, the JMU Nation is just one of a kind.
Yeah. Do you sense a JMU love statewide now even? I know down in Roanoke, up in Richmond for us certainly. Seems like you guys, you've been packing this place. You got a following.
Yeah. I know Roanoke's, they're always behind us, being my hometown. So, every airport we go to, we usually get a couple of people that come up to us and be like, yeah, we went to JMU or something like that. So, it's real cool. Yeah, just taking it all in.
You haven't seen a minute of film. You haven't done a minute of scouting. Maybe give me a couple early things. What you guys can do as a team to be successful this weekend?
Just be the tougher, play harder team. Get the 50-50 balls, just the little things. I feel like those always add up to be the wins at the end of the day. So it's March. You never know what's going to go on. So we just got to go out there and just do what we can control, and that's playing hard.
Julian Wooden joining us from JMU. Take me back to the conference tournament there. You guys had a tough semifinal game, obviously. What's that going to do for you now as you get ready for a tournament where you know they're not going to be any easy nights from here on out?
Yeah, that's just going to help us get better at the end, make this last push here at the NCAA tournament. So, it was real valuable. Like you said, it was a tough couple games and tough 3 days on our bodies and stuff. So we got the time to come back and kind of get that rest and get that little couple of 4 or 5 days off and just get our bodies right. So we'll be real prepared, and we're just going to respect our opponent and just continue to watch film and get ready.
You guys have had some great winning streaks this year. Mm-hmm. Any superstitions during those streaks?
No.
Anything you've done to keep the mojo working?
I mean, no, I just keep the same routine I do personally. But, I don't think it's really no routine. I think we just want to win. That's all it is.
That's awesome. Well, good luck in Brooklyn. Yep,
appreciate you.
Julian Wooden there from JMU. We're dancing with the Dukes thanks to our friends at Journey Health and Wellness all week long up until Friday night's tip-off. Folks, you got to wait all day on Friday, 9:40 p.m. tip. If you know anything about the NCAA tournament, you know that at 9:40 that game will not tip off. That game will be close to tipping off. They'll be warming up, but 9:40 is an estimate. That is not an exact number that you can take to the bank. Only one you can take to the bank is the first game of the day. They're the fourth game of the day. Any overtimes, any delays, is going to push the whole day back going forward. So be burning the midnight oil with JMU and Wisconsin. And you heard people have been lining up behind the Dukes. And Julian Wooden, I think he spoke to something that has become really apparent to a lot of us who live here over the past few years. Like, there's always been a lot of JMU folk among us, but they're coming out. They're getting loud, and you know they're wearing the gear, and they've been to enough sporting events now. They've got a lot of it, and the purple's a distinctive color to be seen. So you know this will always be a VCU town first and foremost. But I think when you're in that second level, right, it's always been the UVAs, the Virginia Techs, the Spiders. I think JMU's firmly firmly in that group, firmly in that club of teams that there's a lot of folks here in Richmond who care about the Dukes and who are pulling for the Dukes. All right, so I had a chance to talk to a number of the JMU players. And one thing they all said was the team took an off-season trip to Italy this past summer. NCAA basketball rules are that every 4 years, you can take your team on a summer international trip to scrimmage against international teams, team bonding, cultural exchange, all those things, blah, blah, blah. We heard earlier in the week, I think it was TJ Biggerstaff said earlier in the week, they got to see George Clooney's house at Lake Como when they were in Italy. So clearly a fun trip, and they cited that. But I asked Julian, we were chatting afterward, and I asked her this. I said, so when you're playing basketball there, do they speak English or not? And I guess I just assumed they would because it's Europe and like you're an American basketball team. It turns out they don't. Here's that portion of the conversation.
I mean, to be honest with you, I can kind of tell when we was in Italy. You could just tell how close group-knit guys we were. We were in a whole different country by ourselves over there, the only people really speaking English. So we kind of got a chance to really grow and kind of create the brotherhood that we got right now. So I'll probably have to say then.
Did the teams you played against, did they speak English? Were they out there? They were out there on the court talking like in Italian.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was real different.
Is that like disorienting?
Yeah, kind of. Because usually you can kind of like hear like back screen or something like that. You kind of know it's coming, but nah, yeah, you couldn't hear none of that. So definitely different.
Hey, go work on the nonverbal communication. Get it a lot of different ways to learn. That's one to play a team that you can't go off of the verbal cues. Thank you to Julian Wooden for taking some time to chat with us. Thank you to Journey Health and Wellness for sponsoring Dancing with the Dukes. Your treatment may be covered by insurance at Journey Health and Wellness. They achieve weight loss differently using individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. Schedule a consultation, journeyhealthwellness.org. You heard Julian Wooden there. Lots of excitement around the Dukes going up to Brooklyn, going up to play Wisconsin. Great text just now. Dancing with the Dukes will have to be preempted by UVA hate. Look, I don't want to dunk on them all day, but boy, that was rough. And there's always that question, right, of would you rather your team make the tournament and lose the first game or win the NIT, right? So, like, you're the best of the rest or the worst of the first. I've always said you'd rather make the big tournament and lose, because that's the show. That's what everybody cares about. And, you know, nobody remembers who wins the NIT. I don't remember who's won any of the last 10 NITs. UVA won one in, like, 92-ish. That's my NIT. That's what I got in the NIT fight. But everybody remembers the tournament. That's the big one. Having watched UVA last night, I may be changing my mind on that topic. It was just so painful to watch. And I know JMU had a big win against UVA to open up their new arena in Harrisonburg, which is an absolute gem. If you haven't seen a game there, just a really nice mid-size basketball arena. They pack a lot of people in there. Feels full. That's always my thing at an arena, right? I don't want to go to the biggest arena. I want wherever I am, I want it to be full and full of juice, full of energy. And that place is night in and night out. The Dukes would certainly handle UVA right now. If they met up right now, Dukes would handle them by 15, 20. Because UVA, the defense was working. They held Colorado State under 30 in the first half, but 14 offensive points. At the risk of jinxing it, which I won't, I don't think JMU is going to score 14 first half points on Friday night. They got some weapons. They got some offense. I want to get our guy Julian Wooden across the double-digit average line. That's my new goal for Friday night, now that I know, averaging 9.9 points a game. It's his senior year, fifth year at JMU. Nudge him over the hump. Get this done right. So we got two more days of Dancing with the Dukes. We'll, of course, break down the matchups, get you ready. We'll go behind enemy lines, learn about Wisconsin as well. We'll do that tomorrow and Friday, heading up to Friday night's big game. Obviously, we're not on the air Saturday or Sunday, but if on Sunday they can take care of business against Duke or Vermont, you better believe we're dancing with the Dukes again next week. Don't you worry about that. That'd be a fun week. By the way, the Sweet 16 would be in Dallas. They were in the Fort Worth Bowl. They've been in the Frisco Bowls. It's kind of a good spot for them. Good mojo. Brooklyn's a great spot for them, of course.
We are back, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're dancing with the Dukes all week long, and nobody better to bring on than Jarvis Herron. He's the sports director at WHSV in the Shenandoah Valley. Jarvis, good morning. What's up?
Hey, man. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in New York City, and we're going to have some college hoops here in just a couple days.
Man,
I mean, I might be biased, but this is my favorite time of the year. I feel like we got baseball going on, but college hoops, too. I mean, this is awesome. It doesn't get better than this.
My goodness, it's spring football started, I saw as well. Just throw it all on your plate.
Hey, I tell you what. I've got here, let's see here. It's coming up on a year now, and I feel like there's never a dull moment in the Shenandoah Valley. I feel like JMU football, JMU basketball, it's a great problem to have, but it's there's one thing after another, it seems like, for this athletic department, which is awesome.
A lot of people crediting Jeff Bourne with the success. Not a lot of people pointing out ever since Jarvis has arrived, it's basically been nothing but championships and wins.
I'm going to remember that. I don't think I can take any credit for that at all. I'm just honored to be able to cover these teams and tell the stories, but I appreciate that.
All right, Jarvis on the road in New York, of course, right now with the Dukes. They take on Wisconsin Friday night, the late game. Long wait, you know, from winning the Sun Belt title all the way now to late Friday night. What do you make of this layoff, and what's the team doing with this time to stay ready?
Kind of an interesting question, actually, you asked, because I asked that question of Mark Byington after the selection show on Sunday, and he was quick to point out how this team had a similar long layoff during the regular season. They had an 8-day break, I remember, from their Christmas break, and when they started Sun Belt Conference play, they played Morgan State on the 22nd of December, and then they went and played Texas State on the 30th, and he actually really liked the way that they responded that first game after the break, and they played really well against Texas State in that matchup. It's a game they won fairly easily. So I actually think the break comes again at a good time, just because, you know, conference tournaments, they're so grueling. They're so demanding. So I feel like that extra week of rest just to kind of work on yourselves, if that makes sense, helps this team. And plus, now that you're actually in, I feel like for these mid-majors, all the pressure is getting into the tournament. But then once you get in, all the pressure is almost off. I feel like all the pressure then switches to the higher seed, or Wisconsin in this case. So I actually think JMU is going to respond really well. I think the break's going to be fine. They've dealt with it during the year. And I don't see that being an issue Friday night.
I'll agree with you, because they've lived both sides of it too, right? You go back to that Sun Belt semifinal, right? They were feeling the pressure. It was them on the other side, and I agree. I know that there's a lot of national folks picking the Dukes, obviously. You heard during the selection show, of course, CBS went for them right away. But I think now that everybody's had a deep breath and had a day and done their accounting, Wisconsin's the favorite here, and they're the Big Ten team, and they're the team that was ranked number 6 in the nation early in the year. I think the pressure's absolutely on them once the ball tips in Brooklyn.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, that's a good point you bring up, too, about the regular season ending and the start of Sun Belt play, because with the double bye, they had, I think it was 8 days then, too. But Wisconsin, you bring up a good point of the pressure on them. They're trying to get to the second round, I think I saw for the first time since, like, 2016, 2017 or something. So you can, I mean, I know they were asked about that yesterday when I was listening to some of their media availability. So the whispers are definitely out there. And versus JMU, I mean, this great year that they've had, I think it sets up well for the Dukes to put a little pressure on the Badgers.
There you go. And, you know, it's not just Wisconsin, but the whole Big Ten, man, just has underachieved in recent tourneys. You know, they're all feeling that coming in. We got Jarvis Herron joining us from WHSV out in Harrisonburg. He's watched a lot of JMU basketball this year. And, you know, without accounting for Wisconsin, just JMU, what are a couple things, if they're playing well Friday night, if they're playing their game, what are some things for us to watch for?
I would say the thing for me that has stood out, and it became apparent again during the Sun Belt Conference tournament when I was down there in Pensacola, is they have a variety of scores, and it can be anybody on any given night, and their JMU, they're perfectly okay with that. I mean, if I look at that first game against Marshall, okay, you had, you know, Terrence Edwards and TJ Bickerstaff, you know, they were doing their thing, but there was five different scores and double figures in that first quarterfinal game against Marshall. Then the next night against Texas State in the semis, Terrence Edwards and TJ Bickerstaff, they only combined for 15 points. It was probably two of their potentially worst games of the year. But yet you have Noah Friedel who scores 28 points. So it seems like it can be a different guy every night. And then in the championship game, it turned into the Xavier Brown show. He set a career high for points just in the first half. He finished with 21. And as a team, I think they shot like 70% or something in the second half, which is absurd. I mean, I don't know if they'll do that again necessarily, but my point is that they have a variety of scores and it can be anybody on any given night if somebody is off. And it might not be Edwards or Bickerstaff or Friedel, but we've seen Raekwon Horton bust out. Friedel's had a big night. Jalen Carey, who's been wise beyond his years this year, he's been unbelievable for them. And he played really well against Arkansas State in the Sun Belt Championship game. So I think if JMU's sharing the ball, if they're shooting it well, there's a variety of scorers. I think that's what kind of makes them a dangerous team and a popular upset pick in the first round.
70% from the field, or as we call it around here, a reverse UVA after last night. Jarvis Harris.
Oh, man. You had to go there, didn't you?
we've still got two Virginia teams in. We still got two chips and two chairs. We got JMU and we got Longwood. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Jarvis. I think by the time you guys tip, I don't think we're gonna have Longwood anymore. So no pressure. Just know you're the last one standing.
You know what's funny is I was talking to somebody who's like, are you gonna need a nap before that 9:40 game? And I'm like, I should be good, but man, we'll be out of there late on Friday night. But hey, it's I think it'll be well worth the wait. I think it's going to be a really good game. I do. I think Wisconsin, they present some unique challenges, and they enter the tournament playing quite well. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs tuned into that game. There's no doubt.
Good city to wrap up late in, too. We were in D.C. last week for the ACC tourney and had those UVA late games. Everything was shut down by one. You're not going to run into that problem in Manhattan. I know while you're up there, too, I'm sure there's a ton of other great stories. Probably got a lot of Dukes fans up there. You got a hometown kid on the team. What are you excited about reporting on this weekend?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. Well, first of all, you kind of segued into it, but Mike Green, he didn't grow up in Brooklyn or Manhattan necessarily, but he is from the Bronx. So he is from the New York City area, and he went to high school out here. So this is definitely a homecoming for him. I know when I was talking to him on Sunday, he said he's probably going to have, you know, between 50 to 100 people coming out to the game to support him, which, you know, that's always cool when you can play in front of family and friends, you know, for a college kid who, you know, probably family and friends can't make it out to very many games, if any at all. And I know one of those is his high school coach. And I'm actually going to be catching up with him a little bit later today. So we'll have that story on WHSV, which I'm really looking forward to. But they've kept in touch during the year because, you know, Mike Green, here's a guy actually that, you know, he was starting point guard at the start of the year and he was playing really well. And then he kind of had a stretch in the middle of the year where he was struggling a little bit, if I'm being honest, and lost his starting job. Xavier Brown went in, Mike Green went to the bench, but his confidence never wavered. And credit to Mark Byington for keeping the faith and confidence in him. And if you look at the last regular season game at Coastal Carolina and even in the Sun Belt tournament, he's been very effective on the bench. He's been back in double figures. He's been shooting the three a lot better. And so what a time to start playing well again and really kind of give JMU another weapon off the bench. So I know he's really excited to this essentially a home environment for him. He'll be right at home here back in the greater New York City area. And I think too, just as a whole though, look, this is what first time in 11 years JMU's back in the tournament. And really in this is just their third time since 94. So for a school that's been making headlines in football on an athletic department, if you look over the course of the last 2-3 decades, there's a lot of excitement for this basketball program right now. And it's not even just the fact that they're in, but it's the fact that they're in and could potentially win a game or two. So there's definitely excitement across the Shenandoah Valley for this team.
31 wins doesn't hurt. Jarvis Heron, WHSV, he'll be there all weekend. He's fired up. I'm fired up. Going to be a great basketball game. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find your stories and find you this weekend?
Yeah, man, you can follow me on social media at Jarvis Heron on X or Twitter or whatever they even call that now. I'm on the other social media platforms. Yeah. But I also encourage them to watch on air on WHSV and also on our website, WHSV.com. We'll have coverage all for the next few days here from New York City and the Brooklyn area, getting you set for the big game on Friday night.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes for us today. That's Jarvis Heron from up in Harrisonburg. He's seen some wins this year, 31 of them. Doesn't hurt when you have wins, have a nice arena, have some JMU basketball. They're rolling. We're dancing with the Dukes all week on The Fan. You know that's brought to you by Journey Health and Wellness in the West End. Journey Health and Wellness achieves weight loss differently. They use individual science-based strategies to care for their patients. Every patient's journey with obesity is different, and so is your weight management plan at Journey Health and Wellness. And your treatment may be covered by insurance. Schedule a consultation today. Don't wait. I'm only going to say this until Friday. So don't wait. Don't wait. Schedule your consultation today. Journey Health and Wellness in the West End at Pump Road and Ridgefield Parkway. Visit them online at journeyhealthwellness.org. Dancing with the Dukes. Two more days. I'm fired up. I'm fired up for this game. Every time we talk to somebody who's fired up, I get more fired up. Going to be a fantastic basketball game. Two more days of dancing with the Dukes. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, take it into next week. That'd be fun. Nobody else is coming through for us. Why not JMU? Tons of fans in the Richmond area, of course. Always tons of fun to be talking Dukes. Normally, we're doing football, but this year it's been something special on the basketball court. All right, appreciate you guys tuning in for Dancing with the Dukes. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.